Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
So, welcome to FRG episode 11.
We're starting.
We're doing it now.
Yes, we're doing it now. Sweet.
We'll do it live!
So, this is Deadly Sodium.
Baron 5X.
Woo!
Boss Man.
And we are your guide to all things that are happening this week that begin with the word star.
Anything star.
Star Wars and Starcraft.
And Star Trek.
Star Trek hasn't released anything because J.J. Abrams is working on Star Wars.
poor Star Trek.
Star Wars is going to be so... Okay, all right. So let's talk about the big news, which came out last night.
It was yesterday?
Yes.
Had it been like yesterday.
Either way, new Star Wars trailer. Star Wars.
The last one they're going to have before the release, right?
Yes. And the one that revealed some pretty awesome things.
Lightsabers.
A black guy as our main protagonist.
Black guy. So, you know, I don't know if you know what lightsabers are, but basically they're these energy swords that are...
Who doesn't know what a lightsaber is?
Oh, you're right. I guess it's our audience.
Oh, my goodness. If you don't know what a lightsaber is
right
now.
You know, you were joking about it a little before, but yeah, that was one of the things that like came to me when I was watching the trailer like last night before I went to bed.
What?
Was that like, yeah, we're totally going to have a black dude be
the
main character.
Hey, you know what? Awesome. We'll have a return to the Samuel Jackson style antics, hopefully.
As Mace Windu. I didn't think about that. I wouldn't call it...
Did you forget that Samuel Jackson was in the
Star Wars? No. It was that the way you said his antics. It took me a while to plug in... I wouldn't call anything he did in that movie antics.
I know.
It was more like Stern did.
I know.
Oh, spoilers.
He didn't even yell.
I want these motherfucking Sith.
How does motherfucking Jedi Council? Anyway.
Why hasn't there been a parody of that? There probably has to be.
There has to be. I mean, come on. This is...
Anyway. So, yeah. The delight is... Yeah. I mean, this trailer looked good.
The trailer looks... trailer is making this... This movie is looking like a return to form. Which disappoints me because I wanted more, you know, hours and hours of footage of Senate bickerings.
Come on. We like a good political drama.
Yes, there we go. Good political drama.
That we don't
wasn't
like it's just
really
political.
That good.
Yeah. Point taken. Okay.
We need more trade embargoes in our Star Wars. That's what we need.
All right. Rebecca cooks now.
Oh, yeah. So Baron is cooking right now. Anyway.
I wanted to let this on too long.
Yes,
it did.
Yeah, so
oh, it's fine.
You're going to listen to a bunch of sausage sizzle here.
Okay!
Woo! Oh no! You lost one.
I lost one.
You lost one.
Well,
it went down...
Whole sausage. There was just one piece of one.
It went down underneath the thing.
It can be saved. Yes!
Nice. Good call. Okay, anyway.
Sizzle.
So the new trailer, amazing. It is...
Oh god. We're good. Oh, God!
I can't wait for the new Star Wars movie. The second thing that I like to talk about...
I wonder how long this can get picked up on the audio. It is! That's amazing!
Oh, the sizzling sausage?
Like, see what sizzles.
Oh.
Wait, who says that? That's a slogan for something.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No. What would it be a slogan for?
Let's see what sizzles? I don't know. That's
some
not something
Food Network
bad.
Show.
Maybe.
Probably.
Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, it just looks like it's going to be pretty good.
It's a return to form to Star Wars. And from what I've seen from just that little bit of trailer that I've seen, because I've been trying to avoid all the trailers up until, this one, because everybody's making a huge fuss about it. But
for a good reason.
Yeah, for a good reason. But one of the things that I like to point out, it's very interesting and it's very unique how I think the story is going to start shaping out. Because it's basically what it is, you know, after the whole events of Return of the Jedi, it looks like it continues on where a war didn't actually, where, like, people are pushing it to the side and saying a war never took place.
You think that we're coming back to a universe where everything the Rebel Alliance did was pushed under the rug?
Futile. Was all for
okay,
naught.
You know what? Okay, for sure futile. It looks like, from what I've read and what I saw there, it seems like you're like, so where's the happiness here?
Yeah, because at the end of Return of the Jedi, everybody was celebrating.
Where's our Ewoks dancing?
You know, and all that, you know, all the Ewoks dance and everything. But they didn't really defeat the Empire.
Yeah.
It
looks like they didn't do much of anything.
Yeah. So J.J. Abrams did the right thing, and you can see it in the trailer. He did the right thing. It's basically the Empire won.
You know what? I wonder. No, you know what they're trying to do? I think he's trying to recreate the feelings of A New Hope.
Yes.
Because New Hope is basically you set up where everything's shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some people who, you know, aren't sure about what the fuck is going on for their own lives in the galaxy, and they're going to rise up because Star Wars.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Except I think
I cannot be more excited for this movie if the plot takes that.
I want to know how far they're going to go into his Stormtrooper story. Because he's obviously a Stormtrooper.
No. He's a Jedi.
But he's a Stormtrooper first.
He's a Jedi.
But he's a Stormtrooper first.
But he becomes a Jedi.
But the
whole point is the transition from him. The Force Awakens.
The three movies are going to be about him. Miss Movie's going to be about him coming onto it.
Yes.
And then him
because think about it.
Luke Skywalker 2.0?
The Force Awakens. Meaning,
okay,
the war had continued with the Empire and the Stormtroopers and all that kind of stuff, and the Empire and the Stormtroopers laid waste to everything because literally the last Jedi was Luke.
What about Luke?
Luke.
Where's Luke?
Luke hung it up like Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan hung it up because they were going to fucking kill him.
Right.
Like there was, like, assassinations.
Right.
What's Luke's excuse?
Same thing.
It was not the same thing.
Either way, that's all speculation. That's all speculation, and we'll find it out. And Darth Vader wasn't the one doing the hunting. It was...
I don't know.
The Emperor.
What?
Yes. He was the one who was hunting all the Jedi down.
Explain your theory, please.
Okay, in all of Star Wars, the recurring theme, Darth Vader wasn't hunting Luke down. Darth Vader was just trying to see his son. And then it was the actual Emperor who was trying to hunt down the remaining Jedi. It's the plot of all of the movies.
No.
He's the one who pulls the strings. He's the one in charge.
Okay, yes. Yes, he's always the one in charge and pulling strings.
He wants ultimate power because he's a Sith.
There are plenty of adaptations where it's Vader doing the hunting, though. He's the one
that
does the hunting.
To look for a son.
That wasn't a... Okay, in whatever canon there is still exist, that wasn't a motivating factor for him until maybe...
Because you're not supposed to see that motivating factor until The Empire Strikes Back, but that was the motivating factor.
The entire time?
The entire time.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it totally works.
From the moment he became Darth Vader, it's just been about living to kill. That's it. Until years later, he found a son.
No, that's not true.
That is very true. How? No. Look, even, there's a bunch of...
Vader has a heart, man.
Yeah, which he only kind of refound once, like, at the very end. Like...
Think about it. There are people that he doesn't kill. There are a lot of people that he doesn't kill.
Okay, sure. I'm waiting for the list.
Tarkin. Who? He totally... Commander Tarkin, you know, the guy who's like, you know, who blows up Alderaan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he totally had the opportunity to kill him, but he didn't. Because Tarkin messed up, and Vader was right there.
But he's totally done that to other people who messed up. So
Exactly.
So that probably
but
means that Tarkin was...
Other people who messed up, which allowed him to get closer to finding Luke.
What? No. Don't give me the mind link thing here. We're not linking up here. Tarkin lived because he was important enough that he was operationally functional. And he got himself killed anyway. Exactly. So.
And his blunder didn't lead Luke away from Darth Vader.
I don't follow.
Just, you gotta rewatch them again. I just watched them
you're
recently.
You're also dismissing the
I just watched
the Marvel
them recently
comics,
knowing
by
the
plot. Way.
What?
Marvel comics have in canon, in between storylines, and basically it's just exactly the opposite of what you're saying. It's just basically Darth Vader being a badass and killing Jedi.
Oh, wow.
Because that's what he does! It's like a Geico commercial.
Kill Jedi,
it's like
still.
A Geico commercial. It's what he does.
Yeah, but still.
See.
The last Jedi is Luke, and he's hardly gonna go and kill his own son.
He was about to until his son showed him mercy. Before that moment, he would have done it.
Anyway.
So, Star Wars is a thing, and it's coming
Star
out soon.
Star Wars is coming out soon, and it's going to be an exciting movie. So, the new, another thing with Star is StarCraft. And this year, at the end of this year, is going to be the new StarCraft expansion, which is Legacy of the Void, which is finally the Protoss missions, and the Protoss are my favorite race.
Which is what we've always wanted, wasn't it?
Why weren't they first? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, there's probably a good reason why.
I'd much rather have the Protoss last, because then their stories are going to be a lot better.
Okay, can you give me an update of what we've seen? Okay, I haven't played any of the games. I just haven't had time. So, what does StarCraft II universe look like?
Okay, so StarCraft II universe is obviously after the Overmind went and... If you don't know StarCraft 1, this is how StarCraft 1 goes. There's the evil Zerg, and they have the Overmind. And the Overmind was an experiment by the creators of the Zerg and the Protoss, which was the Zelnaga. And then they created the Overmind to oversee all of the Zerg.
Wait, what's the Zelnaga?
The Zelnaga is the master race.
If
you combine the Protoss and the Zerg, you apparently get the Zelnaga.
Okay, is that
which
was that
the Terrans
was...
experimented on and did?
Okay, but isn't that the only thing I know about that is there was like a mission for the Dark Templar.
Mm-hmm.
In the
Zeratul and the Dark Templar.
Yeah, where they investigated that.
Yes.
Was the Terrans experimenting on that? It's been so long.
Yes, the Terrans were experimenting on them. Because, so, the Protoss and the Zerg are all connected and linked, and they do their aliens and everything, and the Terran are just the Terrans. We come in and fuck everything up, because that's what we do. So
we're like a frat.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? Stimpaks. Oh, yeah. You know, that's just kind of how the Terrans do. But... You know, you find out in the missions of the first StarCraft that Protoss and the Zerg were all formed from one race, which is the Zelnaga, which is essentially a splitting apart of their race. So the Zerg are the primal, evil, brutal kind of race, whereas the Protoss are the holy and psionic race, whatever.
So are we going to be seeing a fourth race in the future? Is that what we're... Is that what that...
Well, that was... Supposedly
was supposed
to happen in StarCraft 2, but it never really did. Because we're not going to see the Zelnaga, because the Zelnaga would be just way too powerful.
So then what's the point of even introducing them as a concept?
Because it's Blizzard. You can't have a good story without god characters. But anyway, I digress. The plot of the first one is basically the Overmind already knew about all of this before Zeratul even found out. So the Overmind unleashed this whole plan to take over the entire universe. And
as a countermeasure?
Yeah.
How come I didn't realize this was happening in that plotline? I played that game a million times.
Yeah, I know, right?
I don't know how I overlooked that.
Well, either way, the Overmind is basically, he was defeated. The Overmind was defeated by... the combination of the Terrans and the Protoss.
Yep.
Because the Terran and the Protoss both realized, oh shit, we gotta get rid of this Overmind fella. And thus, through happenstance, the Queen of Blades, Sarah Kerrigan, she was...
A.K.A.
the Queen of Blades. She was created because she was a ghost, a human with... a Terran with psionic powers, who was also experimented on by the Terrans, to be able to control, mind control the Zerg or something stupid like that.
Which, well, anyway, turns out that was that's a good idea for a new Zerg.
I know, exactly. And guess what she did? She used that power to kill the Overmind and take over the Zerg. Oh, lo and behold. Starting to get towards the end of the campaign.
Shoot. What happened here?
What, are you not recording anymore?
No, I think it stopped.
How far back?
I don't know. It won't let me see.
So,
wait, I'm going to have to pause this.
What was that snoopsing?
You were snoopsing Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton checking.
Yeah. Okay, so you only lost like 12 seconds. Big deal. We'll edit that out.
Well, what did I say in those 12 seconds?
So you're saying after the Overmind was defeated,
okay,
then Jim Raynor was doing all the badass shit.
Jim Raynor was doing badass Jim Raynor stuff. And then we have it reveals a plot. And the plot is basically the Queen of Blades, Sarah Kerrigan, she's starting to become active again, all this kind of stuff. And I'm trying not to really reveal too much because
is it a reveal? To know, is Kerrigan's alliance fluid?
It's wishy-washy.
Because, I mean, I think even back then, there's always a hope that she was going to, like, turn.
Because, yes, turn over. No, that's true. Because there's still that hope that
we don't want Kerrigan to be, like, a final...
kind of humanish inside.
Because I mean, the only way it could be is that she's either going to be, like, a savior character, or she's going to be the very reason everyone, like, oh, fuck. Like, she's going to be, like, the ultimate badass at some point.
Which she could go either way, it would be great.
Like, that's the character that I could either can yeah. be the turning point in defeating whatever ultimate evil this is going to conclude with, or she will be the ultimate evil.
Yeah.
Because she's already got human, like, Zerg-Terran shit going down. Whatever Protoss, or what's the other race that we're talking about
here? The Terran.
No.
The Zerg. Oh, the Zelnaga.
So adding some Protoss or Zelnaga biology or technology that seems like this is going to come ahead to, I mean, that could be a problem for everybody.
Yeah, if the Zerg morph with the Protoss...
Like a fusion dance?
Yes, everybody's kind of fucked. Like, everybody... Because that's one of the things with the Overmind is the Overmind really did not want that to happen. Because the Overmind wanted to first keep the bloodlines pure. And second, the Overmind realized that if that happens, I'm dead.
Like, that was a challenge to the Overmind.
Yeah, that was a challenge to the Overmind. So the Overmind spent all of his effort to not let that happen and to take over the whole world.
Which resulted in its own
death. Whereas the Protoss... really had little to no knowledge of it, which is surprising because it's the Protoss. But they went through and they found everything out, and then they were like, "Well, we don't want to do this because we definitely don't want to merge with the Zerg."
Well, you could argue that it wasn't even the Protoss; it was Zeratrol.
And that's the thing is the whole reason why it came about is because the Terrans came in and they started doing the experiments. So the Terrans were the main fuel to the fire that added to this whole big thing.
So in that case, is the scenario that the worry is that the Terrans are going to have, like, bad Terrans are going to have a control over this?
Yes.
I always want to call them Zelnaga.
Yes.
Zelnaga. Oh, it is Zelnaga. They're going to somehow come into their own?
Right. That's the whole fear.
But that means it has to be a living one somewhere.
Everybody's kind of fearing this whole thing because... everybody knows that if the Zelnaga get reincarnated, then everybody's they're just gonna take over everything because they're ridiculously powerful.
Mm.
So the Zerg, the Protoss are actively trying to go against it, and then the Terrans are unknowingly trying to resurrect them.
And that's the plot of StarCraft 2?
That's StarCraft 1. That's like the overlying theme.
So StarCraft 2 has been out for years already. And now we're getting the expansion that's going to include the Protoss missions.
Yes. And well, we already have Wings of Liberty, which is Terran, Heart of the Swarm, which is the Zerg, and then we have now Legacy of the Void. But either way, they just did a patch, and the cinematic trailer for Legacy of the Void is amazing. It's just amazing. Like, Blizzard kills it every single time with their cinematics. I just still can't believe that they do such a good job.
Can't wait for the Warcraft movie.
I know. That's going to be nice. That's going to be awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So when is that coming out then?
I don't know. Probably next year or something.
Or, it always takes forever.
I think I heard 2017 actually.
Oh, Jesus. What?
Yeah.
Legacy of the Void comes out 2017?
No. Legacy of the Void's this year.
Oh, good. Okay, sorry. I'm talking about Legacy of the Void, not the movie.
You're talking about the Warcraft movie.
Yeah, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, man. If Legacy of the Void, they'd be like, oh, yeah, look at this game. It's going to be out and it's going to be amazing. Oh, but 2 years from now.
Oh, man.
Coming December of 2017.
I don't know.
The release
schedule for all these parts of StarCraft II always felt like that, though.
You know, I waited how long for StarCraft II? I think it was, 15 years, I think, is what everybody waited for it for?
It can't been that long.
Yeah, well, didn't StarCraft it come out in 98? Brood War came out in 98.
Did it?
Yeah, StarCraft came out in 95, Brood War came out in 98, and then we waited till...
I didn't get into it until I came back stateside in 2000, so my timeline's a little off.
Didn't Wings of Liberty come out 4 years ago?
Hadn't been at least that. I remember it was...
2011? Hold on, I'm looking this up. Either way, the point is, it's more than 10 years. More than 10 years that we've been waiting for... StarCraft 2.
Where's our Half-Life? Where's Half-Life 3?
Well, that's never going to come out. What are you talking about? Valve is focusing on Steam.
Yeah.
You notice they haven't made any new games recently.
They don't have to.
Exactly. They make a lot of money from Steam.
Well, they made Portal that one time.
Portal 2? was that really the last game they made, or... Is Counter-Strike Valve?
Yeah, and they do updates that all the time. And then there's Team Fortress 2 that they do updates to all the
time.
Which
they do a lot of updates to Team Fortress 2, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I forgot Counter-Strike was Valve too. Ooh, I want to get Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike Go. Anyway, exciting things beginning with Star is coming out. StarCraft and Star Wars.
A lot of stars coming out.
What do you got, Eddie?
So, as you know, Heffley, we had some weather in Tucson, Arizona over the weekend.
Yeah. Yes, I know that.
So, you know that drive-in I was going to go to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that totally got canceled.
That totally got canceled.
So, the Adult Swim drive-in got totally canceled, so that was a bust. Which was kind of okay, because I ended up going to Mexico and was going to be totally late for it anyway. So it kind of worked out.
I was at work. So what are they doing? Did they reschedule it, or are they just...
It's just straight
canceled and they're gone.
It's straight canceled and it's gone for now. I haven't heard any updates about anything happening. And that's okay. I mean, it happens.
Well, hopefully nobody pre-bought tickets.
No, it was all free RSVPs.
Oh, okay.
So no one lost out other than it would have been cool to see it. And if they really wanted to see it today, they're doing it again in Tempe. So if you're desperate,
to
go.
Yeah,
I'm not. It would have been fun doing it here, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to go to Phoenix this weekend to go see the Fun Comfortable tour.
The what?
It's Chris Hardwick's comedy tour. Chris Hardwick? How do you not know who Chris Hardwick is?
I don't know who Chris Hardwick
is. Yeah. Okay. He's the guy who does the after show for Walking Dead.
Oh.
He's like the big inspiration for this, man.
I mean, I've seen his stuff, but it's like, I don't know.
He does At Midnight now, which is a great show. I don't know why you don't watch that. It's a great show.
Because I don't. Because I don't have cable.
No.
Everything that I watch is on Hulu.
Oh, well, it's on Hulu,
or
too.
Netflix.
It's on Hulu. You should try that.
Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to go watch his, and I'll probably update everybody on that, too. Because he's pretty much like king of podcasts, as far as I'm concerned, and he does a lot of stuff that influences what we do here. So I'm going to go see what the king nerd gets, how he gets it done.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Speaking of Walking Dead,
I'm not even caught up, so.
I know. They just released season 5 on Netflix.
And they started the new season like 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago?
Yeah.
I've heard it's been pretty good so far, but
I heard it's been amazing. Because, you know, that's the thing is, we watched season 2, remember? Mm-hmm. Oh, let's come over to your house and we watched season 2.
Shane.
And it was the worst season, ever. Not as bad as season 2 of Heroes.
Yeah. or what other terrible season 2s do I know?
There's some pretty... Season 4 of Lost.
I hated Lost altogether, so.
Really?
I didn't.
That's kind of surprising.
I tried so many times to give that a chance, but there was so little payoff to anything you were watching.
That's what got me mad about Lost, is because Lost started off with the best pilot to a show.
It was convoluted. It had crazy stuff on it.
Until The Walking Dead came along. It was the best pilot out of any show, period. Period. It was such a beautiful pilot show. And then they just kind of went to everything else. For six seasons.
Big old middle finger to everybody.
Yeah, for six seasons. Everything was a cliffhanger.
And like, I had the finisher reading it up on Wikipedia. I couldn't finish watching the show, literally.
Yeah.
And even when I read it, like it sounds interesting. Like, okay, that would be kind of neat to see.
Finding it out but still one episode at a time is probably annoying as hell.
I don't know. I mean, but regardless,
Walking Dead, much better show. Despite the season 2, maybe the beginning of 3.
I don't know. It's,
actually, no, it's, I like season 3.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything past season 3 because I don't not like the show.
It
just doesn't.
No, you have got to watch season 4 then. I'm serious.
I know.
Season 4 is probably the best season in a show that I've seen in a long time.
When you and I were watching the first two seasons, pretty much back to back, one of our favorite things about the show was yelling at the TV, basically.
No,
that was one of the best parts, yelling at the TV.
That's what season 4 does.
I don't know if I want that anymore.
It brings that back, but not the stupid bullshit with like, I get a gun, and like where Daryl's off in the forest and being like, oh, I gotta find this girl because for some reason I owe it to everybody. No, that's, but everybody's
okay.
Back.
Contrary
at the
to that, I think Daryl's one of the saving graces of that show.
Daryl is the saving grace of the show. But no, season 4 is amazing. You've got to watch season 4.
Okay.
is really, really good. It gets so much better. It really does. It's up there, in my opinion. As far as seasons of television shows, it's up there right with season 3 of Dexter.
Really?
Yes.
That's a bold statement. That is a bold statement.
But it's true.
Okay. It's there. It's on my Netflix. I'll watch it one day.
I'm surprised you didn't come back with, what about season 4 of Dexter? Wasn't as good as season 3.
I was thinking about that, but I didn't know if you were trying to make a rebellious point.
No.
Did you not like season 4, Dexter?
Season 4 was great right at the end, but the whole
build-up. Hmm? It was about the build-up, though.
Yeah. But see, as a season as a whole, season 3 is much better. Because season 3 is just sitting there going like,
Okay, wait.
And you're just like, oh no.
Wait.
The whole episode.
I was going to ask if you'd help me retrack through it so I can remember who the antagonists were, but I just remembered. Okay, never mind.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It wasn't Jonathan Lithgow.
No.
Yes. Okay. Jonathan Lithgow is season 4.
Yeah, which is great. Yeah, that was great.
Yes.
Because season 3 was his apprentice.
That's right. I forget. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He taught him how to do it, and then it kind of backfired.
Yes.
And
that whole thing. I mean, that whole season was just like.
I, Actually, the first episodes I ever saw of Dexter were from that season. So
really,
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It was
you're missing out. On what?
No. I saw a whole thing.
Oh, okay.
But that's how I was introduced to it.
Yes. Well, then there you go.
I don't remember which episodes exactly, but it was like towards the end of season 3 that I was introduced to that show.
Oh, that's really unfortunate.
It was good.
Skip past all the build-up.
Well, I mean, I got the premise. I'm like, oh, this is what's going on? Yeah, watch this.
It really is raining.
Starting to hit down now?
Yeah.
There's been some rain here lately. Is this odd? I feel like it's kind of odd for this time of year.
Very, very odd.
Talking about weather.
Especially for this time of year.
Welcome to FRG weather.
Currently in Rita Ranch, it is raining.
We have some showers out there, Bob.
We can look out the window and see that it's actually raining pretty hard. So, you know, no, it actually is really weird because Arizona is getting all the rain that California is not
Jesus.
Getting.
Oh, man, poor California.
Not.
There are a lot
oh,
of...
wait, I've got family in California.
Yeah. Wow.
I love my family. Actually, I really like California, too. Poor California.
Yeah, you gotta feel bad. And some of our favorite stuff comes out of California, so we kind of need it to exist.
Right.
Most of what we were talking about in this podcast today is thanks to something in California.
Something in California. That's
so,
right.
You know... Even if we consider a decent scenario where people leave California, that means all our favorite stuff is going to be put on hold for like a couple of years.
No, they just move here and do it here.
Yeah, but that involves moving shit, you would think.
Well, actually, they'll do it in New Mexico because it's cheaper, apparently.
Oh. Well, are they going to do a film Breaking Bad there?
Oh, touche. Although not.
Yeah, so as far as local things go, the next thing coming up is the Tucson Comic Con.
TCC Squared.
Which will be there.
Man, that's right. You guys will be.
Yeah, sorry about you.
Just holding out hope. Holding out hope.
Waiting for the world to change?
Yes.
Keep on waiting.
Waiting on the world to change.
God, I can't believe I'm singing a John Mayer song. I feel a little bad.
I know. That was a dirty taste in my mouth. I'm going to wash it out with Pepsi.
No. So, I'd be surprised if there's going to be any big local events between now and Tucson Comic Con, but we'll keep everyone updated in the meantime.
Well, yeah.
You know what? You and I at some point are going to meet again and we need to talk about your Mario Maker levels. Because we've talked about Mario Maker on the podcast
yes,
before.
Yes.
But you're the only one who's made any Mario levels.
No, Akage has.
He has? They must have. Oh, well,
Kage's made one level so far that I've played.
He probably made it after we spoke. That's why.
That he's uploaded. No, he uploaded. He put it on. Posted on Facebook.
Then I forgot that
he's uploaded a level. It was the one that we were talking about this morning.
But I didn't see it.
Huh?
I didn't play it though. So.
Yeah. But anyway, you played my levels.
Yeah. Sinister. Okay, we're gonna need to do videos on that at some point.
Oh, I know. Seriously, Mario Maker is so much fun. I'm gonna take it over to my friend's house tonight, and I'm gonna have to show him all of our levels.
Well,
that we've uploaded.
Anything else to talk about, Heffley? You think?
Now Mario Maker.
Oh, you want to get into it now?
Now I'm stuck on Mario Maker. You like anything else? Oh,
well,
I was
trying to go for
Super
sign-off.
Mario Maker is probably one of the best, worst games of all time. Okay, see, it gives every Joe Schmo and idiot creative control over Mario levels, and they have the ability to put them online.
Let's give them the bum.
So, you end up with things, and I'm very sorry, Kage. You end up with things with courses that have stupid death traps and pitfalls and things and hidden blocks that knock you into these things if you don't jump properly. You know, or actually, even if you jump properly, but you have to start from a little further back than you should. It's just mind-blowingly frustrating, those kind of levels. But see, there are a lot of net levels out there that are very fun as well. Levels that don't have stupid hidden blocks that knock you into a pitfall. Sorry, Kage, I'm still really bitter about that. No, It's just, well, actually, I should point out that there is a lot of level design and designing that he does in his level that's actually quite fun. But, I digress.
We'll share those on the Facebook if you're listening now. We'll get those up on there at some point.
Oh, yes, all of our levels and everything. But some of the things that's ridiculous is, okay, so we've got 10 courses loaded up because, me and my roommate, we bake all these courses and we just, have a blast making these courses, making them really difficult or making them simple and easy, like Simple or Thwomp and Love. Which is such a great course name. But anyway, so we have all of these courses, and where does that go with this? Nintendo is one of the reasons why I call it one of the worst games out there is because Nintendo has this system where if you upload courses, if you want to upload more courses, or you can only upload 10 courses, if you want to upload more courses, you have to get 50 stars, and you have to have people, like 50 different people, go and star one of your courses or all of your courses.
Whatever. Yeah, there's a lot of community building.
Yeah, that you exactly. Have
to do in order to participate.
So if you're gonna star it, then if you get 50 stars, you get to upload 10 more courses, and if you get 150 stars, you get to upload up to 30 courses, which is great.
30 sounds so little.
Terrible. I know. There are so many course designs that I'm sitting here thinking of. And I'm like, oh, what would be awesome is if you do this where you have to fall down this cliff. And then, you do these stupid course designs in your head. And you're like, I want to put it up online. Oh, I can't. I already have 10 courses up there.
I'm laughing because I think it was this morning or last night before I went to bed. Besides watching a Star Wars trailer, I read an article saying that the number one course on Mario Maker right now is a dinky, like 2 second course that basically just the title is "Like My Course and I'll Play Yours." and that's the number one course.
See, it's stupid because good courses like mine don't get through.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
I know.
Mario problems.
I know. Mario level problems. Hey, one of my courses, that was Justin's course, the Lost Mansion course, that's a legit good course.
Except the tomfoolery.
What tomfoolery?
The arrows. It's the arrows.
Yes, that's the point.
No.
It's a ghost
house.
You
should not have a...
It's a ghost house.
Yeah, you should not... There should not be a level that you have to die in order to beat it.
It's a ghost house.
No.
It's a ghost house. No. And it's one of the best design levels I've ever seen.
It was, except for that part.
You should have learned not to trust us after the first course.
Yes, but that's still not... I also don't need prior knowledge of the creators of the level in order to enjoy a course. I shouldn't have to need that. It's stupid.
No, it's amazing.
Jeez. Anyway.
Yes, we got some really good courses, and I'm sure there's a lot of us who will get Mario Maker, who have Mario Maker, and we'll make a lot of really good courses too. Will, I challenge you to make, Kage, I challenge you to make another course that I can play. And I'm sure Kage is going to make it where it's just nothing but pitfalls.
He's just going to have a written in coin, F you, Heffley.
The whole course design, you can see it. It's just this FU athlete.
The only I haven't seen is I'm surprised I haven't seen more marriage proposals using Mario Maker because this is basically
There's
been a lot of them already, but we're talking about uber geek nerds who had hack games in order to make that happen.
That's right.
And now there's Mario Maker games. Thank you, Mario Maker.
Dude, Mario Maker is seriously, it's a really, really, really fun game. I love it.
So let's sign off.
Because Pulgoso is going off.
He'll be fine.
Hi, Pulgoso.
No, don't antagonize him.
He saw me.
Dang it.
Hey, he loves me now. as you can hear from the barking, he absolutely loves me.
All right, so, Heffley, where can the people find you?
Oh, me. Oh, Deadly Sodium. You can't really find me on Mario Maker.
No.
Unless I upload the courses. We'll upload the courses that I have up on
I also just meant your social media in general.
Huh?
I also just meant your social media in general.
Oh, find us at Front Row Geeks, because I don't have social media that I have my name to. Oh, except for Reddit. I'd Reddit. So.
Okay. Look for you. Deadly Sodium on Reddit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you do a lot of our stuff for the FRG underscore media account on Instagram. So.
Yes. Well, which I haven't done a
lot. You are our main contributor. That is the point.
Yes.
My dad's here.
Anyway.
Good. He'll calm down the dog. That's for sure.
Anyway, who else?
I was gonna talk about this stuff, but we already got too many stuff going on. So
yeah, that's fine. We'll talk about it in the video.
Oh no! Now the phones are ringing. Jeez.
Oh no!
Go through our schedule. Have to go.
Oh, okay. So we got, what was it? Mondays. Nobody's doing anything. So wait, Sundays.
Andy, what do you want?
Sunday fun day.
Hey, Andy, what's up? We don't do Sunday fun day anymore.
Oh, we don't do anything on Mondays?
Not right now.
Tuesdays is Kage, right?
Tuesday.
Tuesdays is Kage. Wednesday is nothing.
Yeah.
Thursday.
No. We have. Andy, can you hear me?
Thursday is my cousin, Scarecrow. He's doing streaming now, I think. We got Fridays with.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
Fridays with Michael, I think. And Saturdays with Asher Omega. So we've got a lot of stuff that I can't remember off of the top of my head right now. So, yes. Fridays with Michael, right?
No, Fridays with David.
Fridays is with Asher Omega doing RP.
Saturdays is Michael.
Yeah, Saturdays is Michael doing.
When do you get this straight?
Yes, so, well, Saturdays is Michael, he's, like, he does things in the morning and the evening as well?
Yes.
Yes, but what does he do?
He does MMOs.
Yeah, okay, there we go, MMO Saturday, and then we have Friday, which is Astro Omega, and he does a number of games. So, anyway, it is time for me to sign off as Baron just went outside. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.